Well, I certainly appreciate the good songs today. Liked what I've heard. I really liked what I felt. I'd like to call your attention to some scripture this morning and ask for your prayers. This scripture's probably very common to most of you. In Ecclesiastes chapter 12, I want to read about 8 verses beginning with the first verse. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, beginning with verse 1. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them, while the sun or the light or the moon or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain. In the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble, and the strong men shall bow themselves, and the grinders cease because they are few, and those that look out of the windows be darkened, and the doors shall be shut in the streets when the sound of the grinding is low, and he shall rise up at the voice of the bird, and all the daughters of music shall be brought low. Also when they shall be afraid of that which is high, and fears shall be in the way, and the almond tree shall flourish, and the grasshopper shall be a burden, and desire shall fail, because man goeth to his long home, and the mourners go about the streets. Or ever the silver cord be loosed, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern. Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit return unto God who gave it. Vanity of vanities, saith the preacher, all is vanity. And I'll conclude my short reading there, having read from Ecclesiastes chapter 12, the first 8 verses, for a scripture lesson today. The title of my message will be, Things Certainly Do Change. Things certainly do change. And I'd like to start out by saying that during our short stay here on the earth, and especially for those who live, especially for those whom God allows to fulfill the 70, the 70 years that we read about in the 90th Psalm that was given as, I suppose, an average expectation for our earthly lives. If we were to go around the congregation here today, and if we were to interview all of those among us that have reached 70 plus years here on the earth, they could tell us about a lot of things that they've seen change in their lifetime. Now, you don't have to, have reached that age to have seen things change, but certainly those who have lived longer, in most cases, have seen more change. And so, we could listen to the wisdom of those that have lived here on the earth longer than we have, and they could share with us how that things had changed from the time of their childhood. Been a lot of changes in our country since the time of her establishment. Been changes in our government. There have been changes in our cities. There have been changes in our neighborhoods. Things have changed, haven't they? And we hear people talk about that a lot. We hear people say, well, things have really changed since you know, since such and such, or since a certain time, things have really changed since then. And of course they have, because things in life are going to change. And that's the thing about life that's not going to change, is that it's going to keep changing. And so we see things change. We see a lot of things change just simply through man's advancement. We see things that have changed through technology. I mean, life is just filled with changes. And Solomon here in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, he was talking about going through changes. He was talking about the physical body of people going through changes. And, you know, it seems to me that for those and for anyone who has a problem adapting to change, that they're going to struggle in life. I mean, sometimes you have to do as, you know, pardon the cliche, sometimes you just have to go with the flow. Change is inevitable. And we go through different phases of life where things change. And, you know, people that struggle with that, and people that have a very hard time adapting to things changing, they generally have great struggles with life. Because sometimes we have no choice but to just embrace things. Sometimes we have no choice but just to say, well, things have changed. Sometimes it's necessary for us, especially as God's people, sometimes it's very important how that we handle change in our lives. You know, our testimonies of how that we deal with things in life can often give great glory and honor to God. And so, you know, I just wanted to say those few things as an introduction to this. I thought about, I've heard Brother Strode, and I heard not too long ago a group, a quartet from among the singing seniors. They sung that song that most of you, I'm sure, have heard, "Time Has Made a Change in Me." I thought about some of the words. Time has made a change in the old home place. Time has made a change in each smiling face. And I know my friends can plainly see, time has made a change in me. And that's essentially what Solomon was talking about in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, how that time, you know, physically, speaking about our physical body and our physical stature, that time does make a change in us. Now, you know, many of the changes that we experience in life, they are slower, gradual changes. And let's think just a bit further about what Solomon was speaking about here in Ecclesiastes chapter 12. The things that he wrote about here, these things don't happen in a day or two. It's a gradual thing that takes place with us. You know, people are not born into the world one day and then the next day be able to relate to what Solomon was talking about here. There is a process that happens over time. You know, we're born and then we begin to grow, and then eventually we reach that place where these things that Solomon was writing about, they begin to be true. The windows begin to be darkened, and we begin, you know, our sight begins to weaken, and our hearing begins to weaken, and our body, our legs and arms and things. And he was talking about all that in this chapter, that how that we go through this physical, natural change, and we begin to weaken until the time that this body returns to the dust from where it was taken, and the spirit unto God who gave it. But this is a, like I said, this is a gradual change. It happens earlier to some people, and it happens later to some people. But as we, you know, it's something that we have in common, because as we continue, if we do continue to live, it does eventually happen to everybody. And, you know, we live in a, it seems like that we live now in, especially here in our country, we live among a very health-conscious people, probably more so than what we have in the past. And I see people all the time, you know, that are very conscientious about exercising, and you know, people are running, and they're you know, going to the gyms and doing all these things. But even with our best efforts, if we continue to live, we're going to face what Solomon was writing about here. This, you know, this body that we have is just, it just won't last forever. And there are changes that come. And oftentimes, as I said, how that we accept that, and how that we deal with that, and how that we, you know, live with that, and how that we portray that in our lives, you know, oftentimes in our testimonies, you know, it gives to God honor and glory of how that, you know, as God's people, how that we deal with things. We can all complain, can't we? Somebody told me, I know that we use the phrase, you know, somebody told me not too long ago, I said, how are you doing? They said, well, I can't complain. I said, well, I know a lot of people that could teach you how. Because we, you know, as people, we have a tendency to complain about things, don't we? Oh, woe is me, you know, this has happened to me and that has happened to me. But we can expect, as long as we live in this life, we can expect to see things change. And they will. They will change. Sometimes we do experience change that is sudden and drastic. Sometimes we witness things happening to people around us where something very suddenly and something very drastic and very major happen in a person's life. Sometimes we you know, we experience, as I've said, these gradual changes, but then sometimes we just experience those Job-type changes in life, don't we? I mean, you read the book of Job, the first few chapters of Job, and you'll find out that Job experienced some drastic changes in his life in a very, very short window of time. I mean, things changed drastically for that man. But Job had a great testimony in all of that. While all of these things were happening, he never let go of God. And he never cursed God. And he never blamed God for the things that were happening to him. He just simply took, you know, the tragic news that came to him. You know, I believe God certainly can bestow grace upon us. That'll make it, you know, make it possible for us to be like Job. Even when they came to him with the news of the death of his children, he said, the Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Boy, it's hard for us to lose our loved ones. There's ways that people have lost people in their life that I've not experienced yet. I do know what it's like to lose a parent. I do know what it's like to lose a nephew. There are things that I've experienced, but there are things that I have not experienced. But I do know from the teaching of God's word that I believe that he has grace for us. But these things are difficult for us, and these drastic changes oftentimes. You know, I see things on the news. I watch news footage from time to time, and I think how quickly that person or those people, how quickly their lives change. I mean, we see things happen in quiet little communities, you know, people, places where people are dwelling in a quiet little neighborhood, in a quiet little community, and suddenly their community is ravaged by storms, ravaged by strong winds and hail and all these things, and their dwelling places are torn down, and suddenly from one day to the next, where you had a neighborhood where people were out in their lawns and little children were riding their bikes up and down the street the very day before, and then all of a sudden you see them there and their houses where they live are demolished, and there's rubble everywhere, and there's just chaos that has been caused by the storms, and how quickly that their lives were suddenly changed. And did you know that none of us are exempt from those things? None of us are exempt from those sudden changes that people can face in life. Houses destroyed, the loss of life, the loss of loved ones. You know, people, there have been people in the world, there's story after story, if you read them. There have been people in the world that in a very short time have gone from poverty to wealth. I'm talking about from a natural standpoint. There have been people that have gone from poverty into wealth in just a very short time. There have also been people that have gone from wealth and been plunged into poverty drastically in a really, really short time. And, you know, changes can bring about heartache. Changes can bring about sadness, but they can also bring about great joy. There are things that change in life from time to time that can bring great joy to us, and I want to talk about that here in a moment, but I want to share a couple of passages of Scripture with you. The Apostle Paul wrote in his writing in 1 Corinthians, he wrote about a way that he had changed in life. He wrote about some changes in him that were recognizable to himself. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and 11, the Apostle Paul wrote and said that when I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. Paul was saying, things changed for me as I matured. Things changed for me in my thoughts. Things changed for me in my actions. There were times when I did things in the way that a child would do them, but I have changed in my adult years, and I don't think that way anymore, and I don't act that way anymore. I've changed. David spoke of change that he had seen in himself, and I want to share this with you. He spoke of change that he had seen in himself, and in the same statement, he spoke of something in his life that he had never seen change. You all know what Scripture I'm talking about? Listen to what is said in Psalm 37, verse 25. David said, I have been young and now am old. He had seen that change, that transition in his life from being a young person to an old person. And he goes on and he says, Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. David said, I have changed. In my life, I have changed. I have changed from a young person now into an old person. But one thing that I have seen that has not changed, one thing that has been consistent in my life, is that I have witnessed that God continually takes care of his own. He provides for his children. Is that to say that a child of God is never going to have a difficult time? Well, of course not. But I believe what it does tell us, I believe God is always there to give to us the remedy, to give us what we need to sustain us. God can do that like no one else can. I've experienced change in my life. Have you? I've experienced change in myself. I can look back just as the Apostle Paul wrote. I can look back to the days of my childhood. I do still have some memory. I don't have memory of everything, but I thank God I do still have some memory of the past. And I can look back to the days of my childhood, and I can see the way that I have changed, and I can see things around me that have changed, and they testify to me that I will see things change all the days of my life, and that I, day after day, that I come, that I go through these changes, and I come to the point where that I realize that what Solomon was talking about here in the decline of our health and the decline of the strength of our human life, that it will come. Listen to me. If you're here today and you're very young, you know, you're going to have a hard time right now relating to that. But it comes. And it comes quickly. I was thinking about some things physically that I could do 10 years ago. 10 years ago. That I can't do now. In another 10 years, if the Lord lets me live, I'm sure there'll be less that I'm strong enough to do. And so these changes, they come upon us. But I want to talk for a moment to those of you that are lost about a great change that you need. A change that only God can bring to your life. Because I thought about this and studying this, I thought about the things that changed, the great changes, the things that affected me in my life. You know, I remember the time that Shirley and I got married. That was a great change to me. Suddenly things were different. Suddenly everything wasn't just about me. Suddenly I had someone else in my life. Suddenly it wasn't all about, you know, what I thought. You know, or everything wasn't just about me. I had a partner for life. I had a wife. Things had changed. I mean, it's a transition. I know it was for me. It's a transition from being a single person to becoming a married person. It's a great change. I'll never forget when I became a father. What a great change. What a great change that was in my life. But the very first time when Nicholas was born, the very first time that I looked at him, I mean, I was overwhelmed with the thought that I now have the responsibility to take care of this little person. And that was a great, drastic change for me, because I'll tell you what, before that time, when I was just young and single and carefree, boy, I could spend my money in a heartbeat. I could. And I realize that, you know, I've got great responsibility here now. I've got somebody that I am responsible for. And that changed me. But I'll tell you what, nothing ever changed me like the Lord did. That change affected my life more than anything else ever has. He made an eternal change in me one night. He made in me that change, and that's the change that I want to see in those of you that are lost and without the Lord. God made in me that change that the Apostle Paul was writing about in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, when he said, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." How many of you today know what I'm talking about? About that type of change, that great spiritual change. I'll tell you what, when God changed me in that way, He brought me from death unto life. I was dead in trespasses and in sins. And when I repented of my sins before the Lord and placed my trust in Him, God wrote a change in me there that night that was like nothing I had ever experienced. And what He did for me has been with me ever since that time. God made a permanent change in me. He made something, He created something in me that will last me for all of eternity. And I've never changed back. I've never gone back to the lost condition that I was in. You know, we can teeter-totter on some things. We can change and change back and change and revert back and change. But I'll tell you what, that change that God made in my soul is the same today as it was the day that He made me. A new creature. There's been an operation that's taken place. There's been a great change that's taken place. We that are saved are new creatures in Christ. Those old things are forever passed away, and all things are become new. I want you to know today, if you're here and you're lost, there's a change that you need to experience. That's the new birth. That's the operation of God. That's the salvation of your soul. You need to come to God that He might change you in that way. Repentance unto God and faith towards the Lord Jesus Christ are the conditions of that. And you're not going to experience that change without meeting those conditions. But you need to be a new creature in Christ. God's not finished with me. You ever stop and think about that? When God saved us, He gave us the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession. You know, God's going to change me even after I've died. I think about that as I age from day to day, as I get older from day to day, I think about that. I think about if I'm one of those that goes the way of the grave before the Lord comes back, I think about what a great hope that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ as this corruptible body is laid aside in death and can lay there in the grave. As Job said, the skin worms may have destroyed my body before the Lord's return. I don't know how that's going to come out, but I do know this, that as my body is laid under the soil, it can rest in hope of the time that God will change it. Paul wrote in the Philippian letter, and he said, our citizenship is in heaven, from whence we look for the Savior who shall change our vile body, that it might be fashioned like unto His glorious body. I want you to know something today. If you don't experience that change that only God can give, if you continue to be lost and in your sins, than eternal destruction, eternal damnation will be your plight. Eternal separation from God will be your eternal fate. Only God can make a new creature out of you. Can the Ethiopian change his skin? Can the leopard change his spots? No. Can we change our nature? No. But God can. God can. God can change our very nature. Brother Ronnie, I'd like for us to have a song. I want to give an invitation to anybody here today that's lost. I want to encourage you to come to the Lord and to seek Him for the salvation of your soul. Because God can produce a change in you that will make you a fit subject for heaven for all of eternity. God can make a new creature out of you. He can make those old things to pass away and all things become new. And let me tell you something. Let me say this to everybody, but let me say this today, especially to our young Christians, because you're around people that we're not. And if God has wrought that change in you, I want to encourage you to live your life like you've been changed. Don't follow the old man. No matter what your friends are trying to get you to do or telling you, if you've been changed, let it show. Live your life as if you've been changed. Because you have been. You have been. Let's stand and sing.
194.
Lost friend, God can do for you today what you'll treasure the rest of your life.